Hey there everyone, Barb Ling here today, and I am here to tell you and talk to you about why it is okay and why you should pay for an autoresponder service. There's many, many reasons why. Now, a lot of times I've heard that folks would prefer to go with a free autoresponder, and that is just something you never, ever, ever, ever want to do. Why? Well, why do you think free autoresponders are free? It's because they tack on their own marketing message in your messages, okay? That's the price you really pay for a free autoresponder. Your message is not the only voice that is being heard, okay? Remember, because something is free, it really doesn't mean that it's good. And sure, there are a lot of great free tools that you can use in your service, but you know, an email autoresponder just is not something that you should consider for that, because this is a huge part of your business. You need good, reliable tools. You need one of the big, proven autoresponder services out there. Consider email marketing. It's a huge part of your business. You don't want to leave it up to chance. And you know something? Paying for your business tools, for things upon which your business depends upon, that's simply good business sense. I mean, it's silly to risk something as vitally important as your email marketing on a free tool that might be here today and be gone tomorrow. Thing is, the good news is that autoresponder services, they're really not that expensive at all, the paid ones, that is. So let me tell you what it is that you need to know about autoresponder services so you can make your best choice. Now, first off, the big names, AWeber, GetResponse, SendLane, things like that, you know, they have reputation. They've got good reputation, and they've got good reputation with the ISP mailers as well, too. So if your emails originate from one of these big providers, there's a very good possibility, you know, that you're going to get a lot more opens. And the paid services as well, you know, they make it easier for you to manage and maintain your list. It's easy to add subscribers. It's easy to delete subscribers. It's easy to add follow-up messages. These are proven, stable software, huge. And if something does happen, you can be pretty sure that the folks who run the autoresponder service is going to do their best to try to figure it out. Now, that's with the paid autoresponder services. What about the free ones that we had mentioned before? Well, a lot of times they're really not supported very, very, very well. And keep in mind, free autoresponders, I'm not talking about the free autoresponder, about paid free trials for paid autoresponders. I mean, AWeber gives that, GetResponse gives that. I mean, that's just good marketing. They give you something free so you get to check it out. What I'm talking about regarding the free autoresponders, the scripts that you can install, or the pre-autoresponders that are up online. They do not support their products as well as you need, but even more so, even if the service was just as good, they're going to be tacking on their marketing message to all of the messages that you send out. That's not good at all whatsoever. So what are the big ones that you want to consider? Again, there's AWeber, there's GetResponse, there's SendLane. MailChimp is there, but they don't really like affiliate marketers a whole lot. I stick with one of those three, AWeber, GetResponse, SendLane. So how do you go about it? Well, first, of course, you gotta go and visit the site and you sign up. Generally, it's anywhere free for 2 weeks to 4 weeks, and then maybe $19 a month. And sometimes you can get a discount if you pay 6 months in advance or a year in advance, okay? And another thing to consider when you're going to sign up for your autoresponder of AWeber, GetResponse, check out their help session. It's amazing. They both have huge blogs, blog.aweber.com, blog.getresponse.com, and the sheer amount of email marketing goodness you're going to uncover there, my gosh, you could write products from all of that information. The benefits you get from using a paid autoresponder far outweighs the $10 to $30 per month you're going to pay. The benefits from a paid autoresponder far outweigh spending the $10 to $30 per month. It is definitely a value proposition. Now, when you have your autoresponder chosen, the company that you want to use, immediately, right then and there, what you want to do is start building your email list. I've had people invest in AWeber, get response, and then 3 months later, they still haven't put in a single darn email, but they're still paying for it. And that's sad, because this is your business we're talking about. So give yourself permission to take control, get out there, sign up for AWeber or GetResponse or SendLane, whatever works best for you, and start your email marketing. Never use a free service. You do not want to use a free service. Instead, give your business the boost it deserves by taking advantage of something that has been time-proven. So, Barb Ling here, signing off, talking about autoresponders again. And we will see you later on. Take care.